At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's now an unfortunate fact of life.
What's that?
Which person you work with do you think is capable of something like this? And here's the thing. We all think we know who that person could be.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that if you were to find out this person had been let go, all of a sudden, things at your job are going to get tense. You would agree, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. You've seen it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A 39-year-old man has been arrested after an incident involving his former employer.
Whatever.
According to authorities, a man who works in lives in our area, but works in Seneca County, he was let go from his gig. And it's not an easy thing to deal with.
No.
Right? Everybody handles being fired differently.
Mm-hmm.
There is one way you definitely should not handle it, however. Threatening to create a list of former coworkers and come back with a gun.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
a bad one.
Police say this man did. Because of that threat, the business he used to work at went into a lockdown. They then had to go find this man. Luckily, authorities did find him. They were able to get all of his firearms from him thanks to a search warrant.
Damn.
He was arrested, taken to the county jail for arraignment. Thank goodness nobody here was hurt. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You have someone in your head you think would be capable of making this threat at your job, right?
Mm. I did, but most of them are gone. Like, I don't have any.
You have multiple stories.
But, like, right now, no.
You don't have a single person?
So I got one in my head right now. Say,
really?
I know one that would overreact and make threats. I don't think this person would necessarily follow through on them, but they would definitely make them.
Okay, what gives you the confidence? Because, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm at the point now where if you got the balls to make the threat knowing how bad things can get for you, you've got the balls to follow through.
Mm.
Like, to me, in my head right now, threat equals follow through. I didn't used to think that way.
Yeah, well.
But just, like, they don't mess with this anymore. This ain't a shut up and go home, Steve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, based on what we've seen. Yes.
Right? I mean, look, and here's the thing. I would argue if you don't have that person in your head right now, you're the person everyone you works with thinks will be that person.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, it's something we all have to be conscious of now, right?
Oh, yeah, especially now.
But do you really? I mean, you don't really think about it until crap hits the fan.
Oh, no. It's not so much that you think
they're going to do it, but if you heard they did, it would be the person you'd be least surprised by.
Okay, so we got we're going in a bunch of different directions.
Right. Sleeper cell.
All right, let's start with it's not something you're conscious of. I am absolutely conscious of it.
You think about this all the time?
I mean, not all the time. Let me put it this way. There have been a couple of times in the last 5 years where we've seen the email that somebody got let go,
right.
And my first thought was, oh. Not, oh, they lost their job. Like, oh, this could get uncomfortable.
Right, but they've kind of cleared out a lot of the bad players. So, like, now it's a clean slate around here. So,
okay.
Now,
there's less
5 years ago, there were people that I worried about. But not now.
You don't talk to anybody here outside of this room.
That's why I leave by 10, too, for the bullets fly.
I mean, Kimmy, do you have someone in your head right now we work with?
Not so much right now, I would say, but I have
with
had jobs.
Developing?
But I have had jobs in the past where, yeah, like you kind of looked at somebody like, something just not connecting with that person.
Okay, so, you know, it's funny.
I do think we work with some overreactors, but again, the person that I'm thinking of, I don't think that they would. I think they flame out quickly.
Why?
Like they don't linger. Because we've seen them overreact to things before.
Okay.
And then they move on to the next thing they're mad about.
Okay. I mean, look, if that's how you got to deal with things every day to like feel good about stuff, I get it. I totally understand it. I'm not going to mess with your thing. And maybe I'm the one that's overreacting here. But I'm telling you, I am at a point now where if I think you're capable of the threat, I am scared of you.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's the funny thing, right? Because even if you were actually concerned with someone being let go and coming back and doing something, unless there were actual threats made, you're not staying home from work.
And you're not going to see it coming anyway. Like if you're down here doing your job and something happens upstairs or over there, you're not going to know it anyway.
Oh, that's thank you for making me feel better.
Well, I thought you had thought this stuff through.
Up until that point, apparently.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, like this in this scenario that we're talking about here, the threats were made, the business went into lockdown, everybody was on the same page. If that person who I thought was capable of this was let go from our job, right? I'm not going to call in sick the next day. And here's the thing. You wouldn't even know what day it would happen.
Right.
There's nothing that says they come in the next day. I can't tell my boss, I'm afraid this person's going to do something based on just an intuition.
I'm going to stay home forever.
Exactly. I think the only defense against something like this, if there's a defense at all, no, it doesn't protect you, is to go out of your way to be nice to everyone you work with. I'm dead ass serious.
Okay, but that still doesn't really give you much of a guarantee.
It gives you a better...
Yeah, but maybe you just hope that like you didn't do anything to get your name on their list, I guess.
Right. Be kind.
Yes.
Just be kind.
Well, look, just find time throughout the day to have a small conversation with every single person that you work with. Would that work? 252-WC?
Well, you kind of do this now.
But you don't know what they're thinking when you go out of your way. I mean, you're assuming you're charming them, and you could just be annoying them.
Yeah. Ooh, the annoying guy.
Also true.
The guy that goes door-to-door annoying people.
It kind of just sounds like...
Hey, how you doing, man? What's happening?
Kind of sounds like you're hoping for something here.
No. Don't look like much of a target with all those buttons.
Kick-ass jacket. You're a big gray box. What are you talking about?
Big gray box.
By the way, I think I'm more nervous about somebody that, like the person that scares me the least, I guess, is the person that's constantly like getting over the top angry, constantly like getting mad at people, than the quiet person who I don't know what they're thinking.
Ooh, the quiet storm.
Okay. I mean, that's why I'm so surprised that you guys don't have someone right now, because there's a couple of really quiet people we work with that I can't get a read on.
Oh.
I'm with you. Those ones make me feel more uncomfortable.
Not as creepy as people I've worked with in the past.
Okay.
Like, we're way less creepy than what we were around here, bro.
I'm kind of with him.
I mean, you know that's right.
Maybe you're just getting accustomed to it.
Well, yeah, you do. Yeah, you get, this becomes your normal, right?
I mean, I guess. Yeah. So, you just become desensitized to it when you work around a bunch of crazy?
Well, yeah, that's just natural. After a while, you just get used to it. You're not shocked anymore.
252-WCMF, we're talking about this man from our area, 39 years old. He was arrested after an incident involving his former employer. Apparently, the man was let go, did not handle it well. Police say he threatened to create a list of former coworkers and then come back with a gun. The workplace had to go into lockdown. They did find this guy, authorities, that is, thank goodness. They were able to get a warrant to get all of his weapons taken away. He was taken to jail for arraignment. What's weird about this story,
what's that?
The end game for this guy facing these charges, and I get that we may be trying to find logic in the illogical, right? This guy allegedly making these threats.
Yeah.
But, like, making this threat, you're not getting your job back by doing this.
Nope.
Right? They weren't going to just ignore it. You can't do that anymore. I guess there would be a feeling of power for a little while.
Yeah, maybe. You're scaring people.
Yeah.
Knowing when they were...
You shut the place down for a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
But there was only one of two ways this was going to end. This man would follow through on this, and it would be horrifying.
Yes.
Or the police were going to handle the situation, and you are going to be in the most serious possible trouble you can be in if the allegations are true.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's always so weird to me about these threats and why I always take them seriously again, because You've thought this through. Mm-hmm. You don't make the actual threat without thinking what the end game is here, which tells me you were ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is insane that this is something we now have to consider for something as simple as someone losing their job now. Awesome. Do you think that anyone in this building thinks that one of us three could be that person? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, yeah, I guess they could. I mean,
I don't think anybody in this building thinks about us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me.
I think we're kind of like the forgotten people back here in the cold closet room.
Let me rephrase it.
Yeah.
Tommy, if you found out that one of our coworkers thought you were capable of coming back and hurting people after you got fired, would that hurt you?
No.
I mean, I think he would think it's kind of...
be kind of funny.
For some reason, do you think it's cool if people like fear you? Because remember for a while, like if somebody new showed up, like you kind of like to be like the guy that they had to earn their hello.
That was just Corey. He turned out to be a great kid.
Corey. You think Tommy enjoys being feared?
I almost
feared?
Think like you could kind of enjoy that reputation.
Yeah, possibly.
Would you be hurt, Kimmy, if one of our coworkers thought you were capable of something like this?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Definitely surprised that you think it's me.
Because like you never have a
but you dress like the Unabomber. Okay. I could see you living
we're
in a shack somewhere.
We're both wearing
jackets
today.
Yeah, you're wearing the exact same outfit.
I think I'm carrying it a little bit better. Mine's tailored.
All right.
Is it really?
That makes you more of a psychopath,
by
the way.
You got a tailored jacket?
Well, yeah, because when you're my size, you got to get it fitted just
right. By the way, a lot of serial killers were well-dressed people, so you kind of fit that bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
sharp-looking.
They also wore flannel. I mean, both of you guys look like you're capable.
What about you?
I'm nailed.
Wise, big mouth.
No man in a jean jacket has ever murdered anybody.
No. Denim has never gone bad.
Let's take a break.
Beard.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the beginning of a new world, Tommy. It used to be
whatever.
Cash was king.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're not getting all your money back if you use cash at this place.
So now they're shafting on the chintz?
Well, that's shafted on the chintz.
You know they shafted on the chintz.
Shafted on the chintz, baby. Look, to most people, this will be no big deal. But, Tommy, if there are two things people hate the most,
yeah.
Change and not getting their change.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you eat a Burger King and pay cash, your change is going to start to look different.
Yeah, like how?
Some Burger Kings are now rounding up or down to the nearest nickel to avoid having to use pennies.
Oh, okay.
So for those who do not know, the Federal Reserve has stopped making pennies.
We're done with copper.
Because of that, some banks have already started to run low on their penny supply.
Mm.
So out of necessity, these Burger Kings are eliminating using them altogether. Now, it's not a mandated Burger King thing.
Yeah.
So we don't know how many Burger Kings are doing this. We don't know which one specifically. But we do know some Burger Kings in New York State, some west of us, have already had signs out saying they will be rounding up and down to the closest nickel. And if you pay with a card, you will get full change. No big deal.
Okay.
All right. Tommy, is this an issue, the change at Burger King?
For some people, yeah. You know, some people are just going to be pissed in general because they're getting shortchanged. They won't let it go.
Those people don't have a valid argument?
I don't want to hear it.
So this doesn't bother you?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care. I just want my goddamn Whopper, man. You want my nickel? Keep my nickel. But I know as soon as I get back to the car, my wife's going to go, this isn't right. What do you mean? Well, they're shorting me 5 cents.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, I'm going to eat this burger right now. Can we go home?
Kimmy, is this a problem for you?
No, just don't tell me and I won't notice.
Okay, but that's what's weird about
but
it.
But you can tell me, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, that too.
All right.
I'm still going to get the burger. Whatever I'm craving, whatever I came for, whatever.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The big question I have.
Yeah.
Who comes out on top financially here? Will it be the business or will it be the consumer?
I mean, people would bypass that store because they know they...
Oh, no, I don't mean that.
Who does it make it easier for?
No, I mean in the actual transaction. Stay with me. It all depends on how these Burger Kings decide to round. Do they round up or do they round down on three? If they round up on three, we are getting ripped off. Mm. You're losing 3 cents every transaction. They have a 20% higher chance of making money on every transaction. If you round up on three.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they round down on three, well, then we're actually making money here, people.
Okay.
We're making money.
Look at that.
The round up, round
down. You could parlay that into some bigger investment.
Well, I mean,
1,000 years from now.
You actually could.
Well, you could. I'm saying.
But you
better in my pocket than theirs, Pat.
They're definitely rounding.
Yeah, they're not. They're rounding up.
Yeah, they're going to do whatever. They're
going straight up. They're taking all of it.
Okay, so wait, I don't understand what side you're on because what you just said, they're taking all of it. It's a big deal. No. What?
Well, because I just don't want to be bothered for 5 cents.
Okay, fine. It's a personal choice whether or not you want to have a problem with this.
Or you want to look like a dick at the counter.
How does that make you
look? We're going to have right nickel.
I don't think you look like a dick.
Yes, you
for
do.
For wanting your own money.
Where the hell is my nickel?
Okay, fine. Yes, don't yell, where the hell is my
but
nickel?
That's what's going to happen, especially if they go, well, here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to have an issue, and that poor kid behind the counter is going to have nothing he can do about
you're right,
it.
The people that are going to face the wrath of customers.
It's
going to
be that poor kid making a nickel.
Yeah.
Okay, you're absolutely right about that. Right? But it doesn't change the fact that you should be allowed to be frustrated by this.
I have a right to be mad.
For God's sake,
I want to voice my opinion.
Like, I've never met someone that just rolls over so easy on everything.
You haven't met your mama.
Okay.
Bro, you're the same way, man. You're not going in there all shacking it up with your buttons, screaming.
No, you're right. I'm not that guy. But I also wouldn't fault somebody for being upset that they're getting ripped off in this
situation. If I walked into a Burger King and I see some guy my age in his New Balance and his support socks yelling about his nickel, I'm making fun of that dude.
All right, how far could it go? Let's say they decided...
Call yourself world's greatest grandpa.
Oh, let me ask you this question.
What?
Let's say the U.S. Mint decides we're not going to do dollar bills anymore, which may not be all that far down the road.
We're done with the dollar bill.
Can you Google what it costs to make a dollar bill, Kimmy? Thank you. Because the reason they got rid of pennies, the Federal Reserve, is it costs way more to make a penny than it does the penny's worth. So let's say now they're going to round up and down for every $5 bill.
Mm.
So if the bill is $13, they're taking $15 from you. Or they're going to charge you $15, no change.
Yeah.
Would that be enough for you to be
upset? That's an outrage. How am I supposed to tip a stripper? I got no singles. Well, yeah, now you're talking real money.
But now it's only $2. You ain't got
$2? Wait, I'm not going to bitch about $2.
Well, that's what it would be. Like, if it was $13 and they go, it's $15, you're not going to bitch about $2.
No.
On every transaction?
Every transaction. But I'm just going to give
you're
it
just going to eat that?
I'm going to have to. If it's just $2, I'm going to have to make an issue over $2.
No, but like, it would just continue to happen over and over and over again.
So, like, all right. I guess I'd have to.
No, you wouldn't. You're such a...
But what are you going to do anyway? Let's say I'm pissed off. I'm at the store, and I'm getting my shaft on my $2.
Yeah.
And I go to the store all the time.
Sure.
Go to that counter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get pissed. And it's the same kid.
Okay.
It's the same kid who's got no control over this. How far am I going? It's just my dog barking. What are you going to do about it?
Kimmy, what does it cost to make a dollar bill right now?
Approximately 3.2 cents.
Okay. All right. So I guess we're good there for a while.
But how long are you going to keep going up to the counter and getting pissed off and you're going nowhere?
Well, I guess the idea would be stop going there out of the principle.
Right.
But if they're all doing it, basically.
Yes.
Like, I'll tell you this. So if Wegmans did it, I'm not changing my schedule.
So you would pay an extra $2 on every five.
Where am I going? Oh. Trader Joe's. Whole Foods.
I mean, yeah, Tops. Yeah,
I guess the other
there's like seven other options.
7-Eleven.
Aldi's. Yeah, I mean, you know, Honeyway Falls, Many Meadows Marketplace. I keep going.
Burn Dairy.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. 252-WCMF.
Get my scratchers.
There are Burger Kings in New York State now because the Federal Reserve has stopped making pennies. They are now rounding up and down to the nearest nickel to eliminate using pennies. We don't know how they're going to round, but if they're rounding up at three, it's costing us money. Paul is on CMF. Hey, Paula, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I have two comments about this. One is, I firmly believe that somewhere in New York City is a bean counter that has already figured it out and run the data, and they're going to make out on this. Otherwise, I don't think they would bother doing it.
You mean Burger King bean counter?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I agree with you. But go on, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And also, I read that they are rounding down if it is, if it comes to a four or a five at the end that they are, or if it comes to a four, they're rounding down. If it comes to a six, they're rounding up.
Okay.
But my concern is, so say your order comes to $8.56 and you give them a $10 bill with a penny, are they going to accept that? Or are they going to stay round up to 50 cents?
This is way too mad for me.
By the way, Paula, Kimmy and I both worked at Lugia's at separate times, the ice cream shop at Spencerport. I hated people like you because unless it was like $8.01, just leave the effing penny out of the transaction.
No, because this chick is Queen Chintz.
Are you Queen Chintz, Paula?
I am not Queen Chintz, no, but I'm just running different ideas because I know that there are people out there that are like that. Right.
This is so, Queen Chintz. When they're running ideas like that, Patrick.
No, she's giving us good information.
She's giving us good information.
No, she brings up a good point because if they're not going to give me pennies and change, she's right. They would have to accept the pennies if I paid for them because they're legal tender.
That's legal tender.
No, it is.
Are you going to be legal tender guy?
I'm not. Again,
God we trust.
I'm not saying I do it, but it's against the law to not take the penny.
And I want my nickel, too. I want my nickel and my penny.
I mean, Paula, because it's legal
Where's
tender,
Paula?
They would have to take the penny on the 55 and a penny. I'm
55 and a penny. Sounds like a bad cover band.
Got that? Paula, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Paula does not like you.
No.
She's penny pinching Paula.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Connor writes.
Oh, Connor.
Connor says, Canada did away with the penny years ago, saw no change in profits or prices. Same with Europe and the euro. Says who, man? Canadian bean counters, Connor?
Wait, so Europe ain't got no penny?
That I didn't know.
Canada got no penny.
I know Canada got rid of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But that was on like a... I think the way... Let me try and explain this the right way. And if I'm wrong, 252-WCMF. I believe there were like federal rules put into place on where to round up and where to round down. They weren't leaving it up to the businesses, which makes the whole thing easier.
It was like Canadian law.
Well, yeah, no, that makes the most sense. And maybe that's coming when the penny finally gets taken out of circulation. Like the U.S. government will tell them what they have to do.
Oh. What are we supposed to do with all our pennies?
You spend,
like
if,
I feel like people are probably hoarding them right now. I
think they're going to be worth something.
Or just people just like to have when you're told it's going away, you want to get your hands on as many as you can. I guess
I mean,
don't know.
It is going to be weird, Kimmy. 40 years from now,
if
we're still alive. Where I'm like, oh, we're gonna have a handful of pennies from somewhere. We'll be like, remember pennies? Remember pennies, guys?
Torture your grandkids with that info.
252-WCMF.
You can have one penny, but I'm keeping the rest.
Redneck, how you doing, buddy? You're on CMF.
Morning. So. You think these guys haven't done any research on this? It's like flipping a quarter 100 times. Half the time you're going to get heads, the other half you're going to get tails.
That's called the gambler's fallacy, redneck. Not true, but go on. I'm sorry.
No. It's just going to be a wash. It doesn't matter. They can round down at two and round up at three. Each customer is going to be different. It's going to wash itself out.
Bro, I'm telling you, I think Paul is right, that Burger King or whoever's doing this would not have made the decision they made the way they made it
if
they were coming out on top.
It's a rigged game, man.
I mean, they're doing tens of thousands of transactions a day. It would add up to them. It doesn't add up to us.
They got all the cards, Redneck.
Man.
They're throwing a party and you ain't invited.
Which, okay, Redneck's got all the money in the world.
I got plenty of nickel.
They can have my nickel.
Lost my teeth to penny candy.
Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, how about your penny candy's gonna? You're gonna lose 4 cents on every transaction now. Or it's free. You round down. You know, there is a very simple solution to all of this.
What's that?
Just adjust your prices so everything always ends in five.
Oh.
Yeah, that.
All right.
But I mean,
would it be that hard to
do? People off because the prices are going up?
No, but you wouldn't know. I mean, you wouldn't.
Because of the tariffs.
No, you're right. That does seem like it would make more sense.
Now, here, the only complication with that is you would have to change it county by county because
the taxes are different in each county.
Don't forget about the taxes. Yes, because what is it? It's 8% here. How about it was like 11% where I was over the weekend? And my daughter noticed.
Whoa.
My little one, which means I'm raising a huge nerd.
She's already complaining about the taxes.
The taxes! I'm 13 years old and I'm
You're raising a Paula.
No, so I guess, like, yeah, like, the price for a Whopper, if you were going to end everything at a 5 or a 0, the price for a Whopper on the, you know, card would be different in Buffalo than it would be in Rochester than in Albany.
Why don't you just make cheaper goddamn pennies and just keep them going?
What would you make them out of, stupid?
I don't know. Something tin. What's
tin
cheap?
Penny.
A tin penny.
Well, yeah, but then that you'd be able to.
You just call it whatever you want to call it, a penny.
You'd be able to counterfeit them.
Well, how? You can counterfeit a regular penny now too.
No, because it wouldn't be worth it because they cost more to make than they do to.
Right.
No, you just embed them with something.
Hear me,
like a chip, penny chip.
Oh, so you want to find
costs
a
about
chip?
$10 a penny. Then you can trace your penny,
bro. Like, I mean, the it is pretty remarkable.
What's
even
it?
The coins that we have now. Are because of years of, I mean, I say years, centuries of fighting people trying to replicate them to rip people off. For example, you know why coins have ridges?
No, why?
Okay, so back in the day, people would file off when coins were just used for, like, precious metal.
Yeah.
Pieces of those, collect those over time, and then they would trade that money in.
Yeah.
And they figured out how to fix it by putting the ridges on the coin. You'll notice when it's been shaved down.
Ah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they can't use the precious metal. Not that our coins are made of precious metal anymore. There's your nerdy fact of the day.
Okay.
But the point I'm making is we are sitting on centuries, millennia of people trying to replicate what we use to exchange for money.
All right.
So if you change anything, it's going to F the whole system up.
All right, just go cashless or we're done.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That's not a solution either.
We're almost there now anyway.
Oh, my God. You and your cashless. Again, you and I would not have been able to buy stuff when we weren't allowed to use credit cards for a while.
We shouldn't have been able to buy stuff.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This food is not a traditional walking food.
Yeah.
It can be a walking food.
Doesn't even sound like a mall food.
No, I guess traditionally it's not a mall food. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can walk with these and eat them.
All right.
But if you walk with these and eat them, it will always end in disappointment.
Disappointment like I'm going to wear it?
No.
Oh.
I'll explain. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a new food option at Eastview Mall.
Ooh, what am I going to get?
Fries. Has opened up.
That's a lot of fries.
Guess what they sell?
They just sell french fries.
Soup. Yes, it's fries. Well, it says it's called fries. Excuse me. I've never heard of them before.
But it's basically you just get like a
fries in all forms, like from just your standard french fries, it sounds like, to like poutine style fries.
Oh.
I saw that.
That's right up your
alley.
You love that french fries.
It is good, man. What? It's cheese, gravy, and potatoes. What's better in the world?
Come on.
Okay.
Give me a cup of gravy to walk around with.
Okay, so I would agree walking around with poutine is a bad idea. But if we're just talking a standard bag or cup of fries.
Well, that makes sense. You could walk around and eat french fries.
See, but you're a skinny-ass, bitch-ass bitch. That's why you're totally fine with fries as a walking food.
Why can't you walk and eat your french fries?
Kimmy, do you see fries as a walking food?
No.
Why?
Because I like to sit down and enjoy my fries.
And you're also a ketchup queen.
And they also, like, they get your...
Ketchup queen.
Yeah, I need ketchup. I mean, I don't need ketchup. But I know the rest of the story.
There's your ketchup queen. La, la, la.
That and more.
La, 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 ketchup queen.
So you dunk your french fries.
Yeah, but I also think your fingers get a little too greasy. I don't know. I just, you can make it work walking around, but I don't want to.
I could pound french fries.
I'd rather sit down and enjoy my french fries.
You're not going to pound french fries, walk around like a bitch.
Yeah, what?
No, you won't, because you won't eat french fries. When's the last time you had a french fry?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. All right.
When did Jim Kelly retire?
So Kimmy's right. Kimmy's right. I agree with you. I would rather sit down and eat my fries. I want to concentrate when I'm eating my french fries.
What the hell are you thinking about eating a potato stick?
How good these fries are. Bro, I take my fries very serious.
I can tell.
I'm not even, bro. I do not mess around with fries.
All right.
And that's one of those foods for me where I could eat fries until there were no more fries on earth. Mm. I do not get full eating french fries.
But you also don't. Are you a ketchup guy? I forgot.
No. Most fries I will not ketchup.
So you just go dry fry?
Well, salt, obviously.
Well, I get that, but no extra.
No.
Then you should be perfect for walking.
Here's the problem.
What?
Here's the problem with walking fries, all right? It always ends in disappointment.
What do you mean?
Well, like if I get a pretzel walking around the mall, I am holding that pretzel in my hand, and I'm looking at the pretzel. Mm-hmm. And I will take a bite of the pretzel, and I will see I have X amount of pretzel left. I am not surprised by the pretzel being gone.
Yeah.
When you get fries you start walking, there will get to a point where you will reach in for more fries, and the fries will be gone. You are not emotionally prepared if you're not paying attention to your fries for the fries to be gone.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Why is that not a problem?
You just double back and go get more fries.
No, because by the time the fries are gone, I'm on the other side of the mall. We're close to the car. It's we're going home. My wife's not going to let me get two fries. She's not going to let me go back and get seconds.
Can't be a two-fry guy.
Bro, if I told you, last weekend I went to the mall, I got fries, ate them, went back and got more fries.
If you told me that, I would not be surprised.
No, but you would
judge me. If Kimmy told
me
that, I would not be surprised. Because you both pound.
It is weird, though,
Because you're walking around with a bag of potato
make
chips.
The standard mall food, walking around food, because at some point we just decided it's pretzels and cookies.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Name another walking around.
I mean, there have been other things here and there, I guess, that have come
your
and
ice
gone.
Creams.
Okay, but ice cream again. I'm holding the ice cream, and it's like I am eating. If you're eating it down to your hand, it's a walking food. If it comes in a bag, it will always end in dissatisfaction. You will never feel satisfied, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's an emotional issue with the fries.
You're not prepared for the end.
You have to be prepared for the end of
that
your food.
That cold, damp end of that bag of French fries.
Look, I'll give you the perfect example. If you are married, and my wife is a prime suspect in this realm, my wife, I will offer her a bite of my sandwich or whatever I have, and she'll go, no. Mm-hmm. And then she'll wait till I have two bites left, and she'll want a bite, and I won't let her have it. Because I have emotionally prepared myself for two bites. And if I only get
this
one bite.
The end.
Yes!
But you already
my last bite, my friend.
And so, yeah, I need to know. I need to be spiritually fulfilled by the final two bites. Is that fair?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but you did offer it.
I offered it when I had a whole sandwich. I offered it when I had a whole sandwich.
This sounds like it should be on like in a plaque somewhere. They offered me a whole sandwich, and I said no. And then they came down to the last two bites. And I said, please, share with me.
I will lay down my life for my wife.
Yeah.
You do not get a bite of my sandwich when I only have two bites of my sandwich left.
Because right.
She'll also take such a big bite that it's like,
just get a little tasting at the end.
252 WCML. We're talking about this new food offering at Eastview Mall. It's a stand. It's called Fries, Fries, Fries. And the debate is, are French fries a walking food? Okay, outside of pretzel and cookie, what other options are walkable?
I can't think of a
one
that
any
I've seen.
Pastry. Like you would get like at a Starbucks or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I disagree. Muffins crumble.
Yeah, I would sit and eat
what about
that.
Like a croissant?
No, croissant crumble too.
Croissants crumble?
Yeah.
You can eat with a sandwich.
Eat with a sandwich.
You can walk around with a burger.
No, you can't walk. Burger's not walking food.
Yes, you could. You got a wax
psycho?
Paper around it.
No.
How about a sandwich? How about a sub? Half a sub.
A sub? You're going to have stuff falling out of that sub.
It's the mall. They'll pick it up. Just kick it to the side. I would walk with most food, I think. Except Chinese.
No.
Chinese, you can't walk.
No walking Chinese? Which is weird because they make it in a walk.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Beijing's a walking town. You can walk and a walk.
A lot of walk for no walk.
You can walk and a walk.
Walking and a walking?
Walking and a walking.
Walking and a walking.
No cheese.
I don't know if you count this.
French fry queen. Da, da, da.
You know you can't put cheese in a walk.
Shut up.
No, you can't.
Shut up.
Even if you line it with slices.
Kimmy, you were
just
saying?
It burns.
You were saying, Kimmy?
I don't know if this counts as a food, but I kind of feel like smoothies have become...
Well, that's a
somewhat
drink,
of a standard.
Smoothie's a drink. And I hate people that try and argue smoothie is a food. Just because you put food in a smoothie doesn't make it a food. Right?
How about a cup of mac and cheese? Can you walk around?
No. What is wrong with you, you psychopath?
Put it in a cup doesn't make it a walking food.
No, but that macaroni is a...
But
they have a food truck, so you walk away with it.
Yeah, but you're kind of standing and eating. You know, it's not like... I'm not going
walking.
Shopping.
No, standing, not walking.
Standing's walking slow.
No.
Because you're also like going in and out of stores and looking at stuff. You need mac and cheese is a two-hand kind
all right,
of food.
I got one. You're going to disagree, but I'm going to prove you wrong.
All right, please go.
Slice of pizza.
No, you can't.
People walk all over New York City with a slice. You grab a slice and go.
I love how you're doing it based on every movie
cabs,
you've ever seen.
Man, they're going down to Wall Street cutting deals.
All right, here's the new rule. All right, because you brought up the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. All right, Kimmy's right. When you go to a food truck rodeo,
it's called mac and rollin'.
No, it's called Mac-a-rollin'.
Well, whatever.
Mac and rollin'.
So you can roll with your Mac.
When you are at a food truck rodeo, Kimmy's right, you can stand and eat. If I need a tool to eat the mac and cheese, I need a fork or a spoon. You cannot walk and use a tool.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
What, are you going to hurt yourself with a spoon?
Yes, you can.
There's too much. You're paying attention to too many things at one time.
Spoon got in my arm.
Yeah, you can eye spoon yourself.
No,
eye spoon yourself.
You need one hand free while walking for momentum. True.
What, are you swinging your hand?
I am an arm swinger.
What are you, in the North Korean army? By the way, they never eat in line.
Somebody,
they just don't eat.
Somebody tweeted cinnamon buns at us.
Well, I said pastries.
No,
Pat said you can't eat pastries.
No, because they get too sticky when you're eating them, and they'll also crumble on
sticky
on
walking.
You. Although I would eat a... No, I don't think I could eat a Cinnabon while walking. I'd have to sit down for that.
You just peel apart and keep eating?
No, well, don't they make bite-sized ones, or am I thinking of pretzels?
Everything's bite-sized at the mall.
No, everything's gotten bigger. I'll tell you the most disappointing walking food. You know, we brought up the pretzels. They'll sell you the big-ass pretzel.
Yeah.
They'll sell you the long saber of a pretzel, right? They also sell you the pretzel nuggets in a
bag.
That's
what I'm thinking
you just pop
maybe
in your mouth.
And then you get a little dipping sauce with them.
But you even want the dipping sauce.
Yeah, like mustard, cheese.
Slow down.
The pretzel.
You're going to get dip hips.
Dip hips.
The pretzel in a bag is the same problem as the walk-in fries. Because you don't know when your pretzel bag is empty.
Rattle them while you're walking.
No, you don't know.
You'll hear the last goddamn one.
I mean, I know what I can't hear. When the pretzels are almost gone.
No, I don't think I know.
They're pretty good chunks of pretzel.
Yeah, it's heavy.
No, you guys don't know what the hell you're talking
about. You just don't pay attention to stuff.
All right, let's take a break. Look, we got a lot of people calling us for Where They Whinin'. I forgot to mention earlier. My apologies. We are moving Where They Whinin'.
Oh, we are?
To tomorrow. It's a post-game Tuesday. I want to make sure we get all our...
Okay.
That's news to Tommy.
I didn't know that.
We discussed this.
No, I was prepping all night.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where They Whinin' will be tomorrow. So set your phone alarm tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We will have a double Hey Mail of the Week. And Where They Whinin', that is my fault.
Wow.
I should have mentioned that earlier in the show. My apologies. Because normally here we talk to Dan Fates from 13 Women Buffalo Plus.
Yeah, but he's in trouble in the air.
His flight was changed. God forbid his family's listening.
Not that kind. He's just changed out on his seat.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
God, I love how you realize what you've done, too.
No, but you made it worse.
Because you just run your mouth like an idiot. Like an idiot who doesn't
you
know.
You got in, like, panic mode.
Yes! If I was listening to something and someone was like, Pat's wife is in trouble in the air.
And I'm hitting turbulence. One of my pretzels just landed on the floor.
You're an idiot.
I don't know how many are left in the bag.
You guys should keep yelling. You're warming up the room right now.
Yeah, we are at 63.
We are?
No, it's shut down. The guy's working on it right now, thank God. I felt bad.
I think it's getting warmer.
Well, he comes in and I go, it's freezing here. He goes, I'm trying to fix it. I'm like, no, not you. No, I feel like a dick.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.